In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, yeah. Woo. Hello and welcome, everybody. Woo. It's the world famous Ben and Skin Show. 105.3 The Fan. I'm Ben Rogers, joined by Jeff Skin Wade, Jonathan Shippy Shipman, and Kevin KT Turner, the pride and joy of Olney, Texas. We are in studio today for an action-packed presentation and had a lively discussion with Sean and RJ. That's always fun. Getting ready for Jerry Jones to join us at 10:30. But I can't help but noticed on the fan text, as people are texting us in as we sit here and talk about things like character and, you know, we're talking about why guys would or wouldn't play hurt. What is the motivation? And we start talking about Jalen Ramsey, and somebody texts in and says, would you guys quit talking about worthless things, worthless intangibles like character?
Okay.
Man, I just disagree with that wholeheartedly. I think that's massively important, especially when you have this fragile ecosystem that is a locker room, and locker room chemistry is massively important, or clubhouse chemistry is important. Character is massively important. I don't know how anyone could find that to be an unnecessary intangible.
Yeah, I mean, it is all relative, right? The Patriots will bring in low character guys and utilize them until they cross the line and it goes against them, and then they'll jettison them. And part of that has to do with, you know, establishing something and building something, and all these things exist in their own little ecospheres. The Cowboys seek out the quote-unquote right kind of guys because that's how Garrett wants to build up that ecosystem, and he doesn't want to deal with the low character guys, which is why, for example, the Antonio Brown thing would never get off the ground here. I could see Jerry wanting it. I don't know where Steven would fall in that, but I think that would make Jason Garrett's skin crawl, right? He had to go down that road with Greg Hardy, and it was probably one of his worst coaching experiences, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. So, they go about it.
Well, also in the middle of my rant, I hearkened back to a day of Jose Guzman, not Ronald Guzman. So just dump that, Shippy, if you could.
Think about Christian Guzman.
That was
great.
2010.
Yeah. That was a considerable stretch from Fish, and people are texting in going, why are you bashing Fish? I'm not bashing Fish. I'm just saying.
Not on air.
I disagree with that take, and I had RJ's back on that. And I thought that was
shocking.
Whoa. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's the story.
The shocking part is that I agree with RJ, and that's why I was making such a big deal out of it, because it's never happened.
You tweeted out that you had RJ's back, and I read that tweet in your RJ voice. Mm-hmm. In my head, you know, I could just hear you saying that in RJ voice.
Yeah.
That's nothing.
I like that.
Okay. Todd Archer's got a weird tweet. You guys, can we just handle this real quick?
I'm always struggling to say his name.
Something that would be wild. Back in 2002, Andy Reid attempted to get Troy Aikman out of retirement when he needed a quarterback in Philadelphia.
Oh,
ultimately,
here it comes.
Aikman said no.
Here it comes.
Would Reid make a call to Tony Romo if Patrick Mahomes is out for a long time?
Here it comes, Andy Reid.
Who said that?
Todd Archer.
Hold on a second.
Who's Archer? He's not verified, though.
Are you sure?
I don't know if we can trust him.
Are you sure? That might be a fake Archer account. He's got to be verified, right?
Our show just changed. Todd, the next 4 hours just changed once Ben heard that.
I just don't know if you can trust him. Not verified.
I wasn't aware he wasn't verified.
72,000 followers.
Okay, then that is really him. Hmm. But I will say that he's very wired into Tony.
What? Whoa.
Wow.
That's hot.
How do you mean?
Oh. Just exciting.
And he's not a guy who just throws things out there at all.
That is the truest of all truisms, man. Yes. He doesn't get on like that.
So that's interesting to me. That's very interesting to me. By the way, when we were talking about Jerry, speaking of this, I don't like to look at the text messages very much because there's so much straight poison on it.
Mm-hmm.
But people, if you compliment Jerry Jones, people get really upset.
I think most still think half the fan base hates Jerry.
I just think all
I still think it's about 50-50.
I just think 80% of the people that text in frequently are just dissatisfied in general with the world.
I don't think so.
It's a very loud minority. No, I'm just saying that text in frequently. Like a text will come in and you'll look at it and then you'll see the number go, oh, that's their 11th text today in which they're bitching about something.
Oh, yeah.
Here's one that says, your lips are so firmly planted on his arse, it's ridiculous.
That's actually from Steven.
Here's one that says, Ben, don't tease the fans. Seriously, you're not going to ask the hard questions. Right?
Yeah, Ben, why don't you hold Jerry accountable?
Seriously?
I've been wanting you to do that.
Uh-huh.
Can you yell some more?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
What are you going to tell Jerry he sucks?
Yeah. You guys, okay, so of course, Sean and RJ get killed, and G-Bag get killed for the way that they interview Jerry, right?
Killed.
This guy's saying, oh, those guys fire the fastballs at him. You guys don't. You kiss ass. Okay,
I think
that's true.
I think the emotional, this we talked about fanatics, fans. This is the most telling thing is by Sunday, no one wants to hear anything good about the Cowboys. They don't want you to come in here and say anything positive about the game on Monday or even Tuesday. But by Wednesday, if you want to pick the Eagles to win the game, they're like, what? What, the Eagles suck? Why? Like, there's a lot of like,
I'm always,
you know, but and that's how, hey, that's fine. That's everyone's allowed to ebb and flow with how they feel about things. It's
look,
all good.
You don't want to paint the world with a giant broad paintbrush. But one thing that I found is that when I pull up my Twitter account and I look at someone and their avatar has some sort of cowboy star in it, it's just a siren going off that says, irrational, irrational, irrational. And it'll, you can just go back and look through their tweets and it's like a person with a split personality.
It doesn't have to be. You don't have to make a blanket statement.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to paint with the broad brush, but my experiences and getting Twitter reaction and looking at it is going, oh, we're going to go down this path again.
Now, there are some positive text messages coming in. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Here's one that says, Sup, guys. How's it going? Hey, it's going well.
That's
thanks for texting again.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex 877-881-1053.
Here's one. No bitching here. Here's one that says, I text you guys because I like you guys. Well, we love you. Thank you very much. Mm. Here's one that says, hey, I love the world and I love you guys. Come on, man. We love you too. Thank you very much. For the supportive people out there who interact with the show that actually send in positive text messages.
I love you.
We're fine disagreeing all day long. We love the differing opinions, but people that just send in the hateful poison, y'all can eat one.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Is this a
tart? You know better than anyone.
Is this a funny person? Is this a funny person or is this someone that's legitimately hating us?
Probably funny.
Probably hating us.
You're all a bunch of Jerry fart sniffers.
I've always thought that was a funny. That's great. Man. That's a funny insult.
I love that.
Is that a fart?
Okay. Last night,
I did fart.
Yep. Last night, Pat Mahomes with a disgusting knee injury, dislocated kneecap. Travis Kelce says it was crazy looking. It didn't even look like a knee. So dislocated kneecap. So is Mahomes done for the year?
MRI today? Won't know. We've heard 3 weeks. Could be a full season. Not real sure. They're going to get the MRI.
Did they pop it back in place?
They popped it back in place.
Yeah.
They moved it side to side, popped it back in place.
I'd be really surprised if he takes football field again in the 2019 season.
And he walked off. Caron Butler walked off
and didn't play for 5 to 6 months.
You know, that's the thing. The difference in those two injuries, in my opinion, is that Caron Butler was wearing shorts, and you could see the kneecap.
Last
thing, you know, there's a knee pad covering up the knee. But they did. You could see it move it horizontally back onto the actual, I guess, knee head.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's called, a kneecap, right?
I couldn't
knee
help.
Head.
The minute I saw that, I was at my son's baseball game. Boy, I love going to youth baseball games when it's real cold outside.
That's the best.
Oh, great. It's so much fun. Asked my son if he was signing up for the next league. You still want to keep playing baseball?
I love baseball.
Yep. You're going to be practicing twice a week, sometimes on Friday nights. Yep. Are you sure? Because, I mean, let's really talk about this. But it was freezing cold last night watching baseball, and my friend showed me the injury. And I'm like, the first thing I thought about was Dak Prescott.
Mm-hmm.
This is why it's so dangerous to go out there and just get paid $2 million and leave $28 to $33 million on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And a quarterback sneak, I wouldn't expect a guy to get hurt on a quarterback sneak.
I
don't know that I've ever seen a guy get hurt on a quarterback sneak. I mean, obviously, it's a big pile and you're moving forward and you fall down. And, you know, it's I realize there's the potential to get rolled up on there, but you just don't see a lot of knee injuries from quarterbacks and quarterback sneaks. I've never seen one.
It's the play that should be used more than any other play in the league. The quarterback sneak should be used way more often. Think about the Cowboys used a quarterback sneak on 3rd and 1 against the Jets.
Dak is a giant human. He would get that yard.
And especially on the goal line, we've seen Brady become a master at this. All you got to do is reach the ball out over the plane. Yep. You're good. That's all you got to do.
Yep.
So the quarterback sneak needs to be used more. I'm not going to let one injury to the best player in the league possibly, you know, ruin how I feel about that. But, you know, it's interesting that the Chiefs, so Matt Moore came in and was competent. Now, they were playing the Broncos.
Did anybody on the show know that Matt Moore was the backup quarterback in Kansas City?
When it happened, I was at the Alamo Draft House for a Dos Equis appearance last night, guys. And I was hanging out with some good Tolos, really good people last night hanging out.
Love a good back tease.
And I was like, who's the backup? And I had two guys there that were buddies of mine named Matt. So one of the Matts was like, oh, it's Matt Moore. I was like, oh, great.
How old is he now?
Gosh.
Wasn't he a backup quarterback here? No, wasn't he a backup quarterback here like 25 years ago?
Yeah.
Hey, he was pretty good last night.
He was fine. Yeah.
Right?
I didn't see any of it.
I mean, he's 35 now. Holy crap.
Yeah, wow. I thought he was older than that.
So with Mahomes being out, I would assume he's going to miss the rest of the season.
I think so.
You know, the people who are probably happiest about that, they probably won't say it, are the Patriots.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Things just got a lot easier for them in the AFC. Is there anybody else, if the Chiefs are without Mahomes, is there anybody else who can step up and contend with the Patriots in the AFC?
I don't think so.
You don't think Houston could beat them in a pinch? I don't know.
I think Houston is just so volatile.
It's not likely, but...
No, but that's a fair one to bring up. I'll put it to you like this. If Houston can do it, then I would say the Colts can do it. I don't think there's that much difference in Houston and the Colts.
Houston has way more weapons offensively.
They do?
Not as good defensively, of course, but
right?
Way more weapons offensively that could kind of challenge things. Even you know, the Patriots mold, hey, we're take away your best players. Well, okay, go take away DeAndre Hopkins. We'll see if Will Fuller can spring loose.
And we'll
see if Kiki Kuti can do something. And we'll give it to Duke Johnson and Carlos Hyde. They've got a way.
Dude, even with Tunsil, they got a bad offensive line. You want to go up against Patriots with a bad offensive line?
No.
No.
You don't want to go up against anybody with a bad. But you know my point. The Patriots are going to be licking their chops going, ow, okay, watch this.
Lamar could get someone too, though, maybe.
Skin?
Lamar could Mike Vick someone, maybe.
How much time have you given to thinking about the Madden curse? Because Mahomes is on the cover of Madden.
Okay.
And once again, in your face, witchcraft is happening.
Yeah.
You need to acknowledge it. Your thoughts.
And he was also on the cover.
How is he running with a broken leg?
He was also on the cover of Sports Illustrated, right?
The jinx is real.
No, Dak was.
Coming up next, Dak acknowledges he was on the cover of SI and says the most shocking thing I think he said in 2 or 3 years. We'll play you the audio next right here on The Fan.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
All right, it's Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. You can text in anytime you want, 877-881-1053. This guy says, KT knows more about football and you guys are constantly dismissing his opinions. It blows my mind. Is that how you feel, Kevin?
Hey, guys, why don't you start missing my opinions? Wait,
I go home and still watch
mean?
More.
Well, dismissing?
Yeah, that's a terrible opinion.
I disagree with that guy. I think we...
You guys have always, throughout my career, hyped me up more than...
Plus Skin's the football guy.
Thank you, Shitty.
Right.
Now, my basketball stuff, you guys have been listening to a little closer lately.
I feel like you're our basketball guy now.
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking to Shippy?
Yep.
Listen, and the text messages are coming in like crazy since we started talking about it. And make no mistake, those of you who send in constructive, positive, quality text messages, we love you. We appreciate it. And it's fantastic. There's more of you than the trolls. But there are a handful of trolls that I would block on Twitter or any other social media that just continue to send in text after text. So we appreciate them listening as well. Those are the people we're talking about. We're not talking about you. If you're a good person, you're sending in good stuff. We're not talking about you. We're talking about people who are sending in that hateful poison.
Okay,
somebody who listens to our show, who thinks we disrespect KT's football opinion, you're not listening good enough. KT is a monster. He's a beast.
I heard you disagree one time.
If they didn't respect my football opinion, I wouldn't be allowed to talk in football segments.
All right, hey, shut up for a second. Yeah,
could you be quiet?
We're doing important stuff. Go back to your room.
Sorry about KT.
Hey, I want to read this because it's confusing to me. It says, I met Ben at the Fieldhouse in Frisco taking his son to play ball. Very cool, approachable, and friendly. But it's in all caps. I don't know why he's yelling that at me.
I met Ben at the Fieldhouse in Frisco.
I liked meeting you. It was a pleasure. Although the officiating at the Frisco Fieldhouse is trash. Although that's not an indication of anything about you. Nice to meet you as well.
I'm going to assume that that guy's on a laptop. You can't do all caps on a phone without it being a total beating, right?
And God bless everybody who does approach. It's really nice to meet loyal listeners. That's what's been great about Pluckers.
Mm-hmm.
So many people have come out to have lunch with us at Pluckers. It's been a lot of fun. So please keep doing that. We want to meet you. We want to thank you for listening.
All right. Let's get to this. Our friend Bobby Belt discovered it and called it to our attention. I think it's fantastic. I think there's a lot here. So this first clip we're going to play you is Dak reacting to the question about getting off to slow starts. What can this team do to not get off to slow starts? So let's listen to this first one.
I mean, it starts with the preparation. It starts with the way that we prepare all week long. Started yesterday, started really before then. Had a great day today. We'll continue to have great days throughout the week. And just allowing the way we practice to carry over to the game. We've got to make it harder at practice, which we've done. And then the game is easier. So it's just guys taking that, having that mindset about the way that they practice, the way that they approach anything. And it'll pay off come the game.
I heard you correctly.
Okay. So he's sitting there basically saying, hey, to get off to a better start, this is about what we're doing in practice. But if you're just kind of like letting it wash over you, it sounds like a very generic answer, right? Well, we need to practice better. Everybody's got to practice. So there's a follow-up question about that. And listen to Dak's answer and tie it back to the first one.
I mean, I think it's more individualized. I mean, I always practice hard. I mean, that's just the way I go. And I'm saying I think more individuals need to do that. And that's what I said, just from the outlook of it, just from my eye, I think they did.
That is the closest you will get to a leader calling out his teammates. He is very much calling out his teammates. And you really know he's calling it out because he says, I always do. I just think some of the individuals, he's saying that individuals are not going hard in practice. And that's why they're going out there on the field and they're off to slow starts.
Wow. That's powerful stuff. And I wonder also, is he calling out Garrett? And he's not, first of all, he's not calling anyone out like with an agenda.
Practice?
No. If anyone is getting called out here, it would just be accidental. You know what I mean? Like he doesn't have an agenda. I'm going to trash my teammates. I'm going to trash my coach. He's just being real. And so isn't this a reflection of Garrett as well? If his team is not practicing hard, isn't that on Garrett?
I think that's a great question. I think that's fair. What I think he's doing is I think he's holding specific guys accountable that aren't carrying their weight, but he's not going to go out and say their name.
Zeke?
Maybe Zeke.
Who?
Maybe Jalen. I mean, we were all speculating, right? But we're all sitting here speculating because we all have these same conversations about why isn't this guy doing this or whatever. But I hadn't even thought about your Garrett point, and I think that's an excellent point, Ben. Why wouldn't the coach get these guys in shape? And, you know, the other reason why I thought Jalen Smith is because we had that clip a week ago of Ben Bloom jumping Jalen and Van Der Esch's ass about, if you guys tackle like you're doing right now in a game, Le'Veon Bell's going to run all over you guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, Ben Bloom is losing his mind. And so let's like start connecting the dots. We have audio of guys getting called out for the way they're practicing. We have Dak saying he said individuals. He used that word. He did not say, hey, the 53 of us collectively mm-hmm. need to practice harder. And then he said he knows that he's bringing it. He's specifically saying guys are not bringing it on the same level. And then let's rewind 2 weeks when he said guys are kind of sniffing themselves.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's think about who would be sniffing themselves. Guys who just got paid. I mean, I'm sorry.
Would be sniffing themselves, right?
I'm with you, dude.
Or Vandresh might be, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Vandresh is a guy who has gotten a lot of love. Oh, my God. He's the chosen one. He's the next Luke Kuechly.
Right.
What is
hey,
he
rookie,
really?
We don't need Sean Lee anymore. We have you.
Yeah.
Ah, great.
Yeah. And to be fair, we can't see practice. We don't know.
I mean, we're speculating wildly. Anything.
But, do I want DeMarcus Lawrence practicing hard if he's got, seven minor injuries? Not really.
No.
I don't need him out there tearing it up.
But do you guys think that DeMarcus Lawrence is underperforming? Because I don't know that I do.
I honestly, no, he's not underperforming.
Yeah, I don't think so.
He's leading, or he's among the league leaders in being double teamed, and he's the Cowboys leader in splash plays. It's impossible to say he's underachieving. There's no help. Nobody's doing anything next to him in the interior of that defensive line. And again, this is totally unreasonable, irrational, unfair speculation. We're just thinking out loud. I would think that this is not about D-Law in any way. I would tend to think it's not about Jalen, just because of the way Jalen's wired.
Right.
Jalen's a guy who's going to show up so happy to be at practice. He is loving life being a Dallas Cowboy. I think his issues are physical. He has problem throwing on the brakes, and he kind of runs past everything, or he's guessing. I don't think it's work ethic for him, because I think he's got incredible character, near the top of the team.
Yeah, okay, so I want to say this before we move on to Jerry. Maybe we should ask Jerry about this. But, Ben, I think you can have high degree of character and relax.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think about myself. I don't think I'm a low character person, but I think if I got paid a ton of money, dude, I would exhale and go, I know I would.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think sometimes you don't even realize the things you're doing, and you need the people around you to go, bro, over here. Come on now. We know you can do it. You've done it before. Let's all pull in the same direction here.
But Dak wouldn't need to say that publicly unless what he did say to them face to face was not working.
Oh, I love all this. I tell you what, let's talk about this with Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, calls in next on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan.
We're super excited to talk to the owner and general manager of the Dallas Cowboys right now, Jerry Jones. How you doing today, Mr. Jones?
Good morning, man. Beautiful day. Ready to roll. It's all set up. Let's play.
No doubt about it. Well, we've so looked forward to these visits with you, and we're going to dive right into this thing and ask you. I think I know the answer mathematically, but I want to know what's on your mind right now. Is this a must-win game for you guys this week?
Oh, listen, I think that if you really look at it, you've got to anticipate possible disappointments as you move on through the schedule. So when you really think about it and start doing the very mathematics, every game needs to be won, and that's almost trite. And so that game was a big one last week in the grand scheme of things. And we're going to need it. And if not, we're going to have made up for it by doing something on the road or doing something in the last part of the game or last second possession. We've got to get it done because it's that competitive to be able to be in the playoffs and have a shot.
You know, one of the reasons the team is 3-3 and there's some frustrations is because of these slow starts. And you know, we can talk about focus and all these different kind of things. Dak was asked about it the other day, and he was talking about certain individuals need to practice better. And it kind of caught us off guard because, you know, Dak didn't name names specifically, but he did use the word individuals. And it's real interesting coming from someone who is such a fantastic leader like Dak. Do you get the sense that some of these issues you guys are having are created in practice scenarios that are carrying out onto the field?
Yeah. I'm a firm believer that repetition is football. It's doing the same thing over and over again. Now, if you put in to something, whether it be food in your body or what have you, what you put in is what comes out as far as results are concerned. If you put in sloppy practicing, if you put in a cavalier attitude about the crispness of a play, a route, or your hand placement on a block, that's what you're going to see when it comes out when in a ball game. So I completely understand, and frankly, that's been a premise that most coaches should stress and have stressed for as long as I've been associated with it. You've got to practice this game. This game is work to practice. I said the other day on the radio, nobody just goes out and hits each other for the fun of it. They'll shoot baskets, playground, they'll do that stuff in other sports. Not here. This is hard work. Put it in hard. That's what we do out here, certainly 3 days a week, actually 5 days a week. But I think we're doing that, and I think we're all looking for ways to start fast and come out on the better end.
Not to put words in your mouth, Jerry, I want to make sure I understand. Do you feel like that what we're talking about there is not emblematic of this particular team the last several weeks? Do you think?
No, you are putting words in my mouth.
Well, I'm asking for clarification.
Okay, let's don't do that.
I don't want to.
I'm not going to let you do it.
Okay.
What I'm saying is the better we practice, the better we'll play. I believe that. And I'm not addressing any particular individual or any team or any situation. The better we practice, the better we play. Every team that plays a game this weekend, if they had practiced better, they will play better.
Talking to Jerry Jones on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. This is brought to you by Ford. Ford is the best in Texas. If your injury woes continue at the wide receiver spot, would you consider bringing in Antonio Brown?
Again, I don't want to be talking about any of the player. I like her depth. We've got guys that we haven't seen, 81. We've got some players out there that I think give us as good a depth at receiver that we have on the squad. Let me be real clear about that, as I've seen us have in years. So I'm not speaking to Antonio. I'm not speaking to anybody, but I would believe we'd go with the depth we have.
Jerry, what are some of the things that would stand out to you if a coach has quote-unquote lost the team? Now, just so you know, for context, we don't think Jason's lost the team. We're not implying that. But what are some of the – I mean, it's happened before. You've seen it before. What kind of stands out to you?
Oh, I think shooting ourselves in the foot or making mistakes. You can easily go back on any game, but you can certainly go back to one against the Jets. We didn't get in the end zone. We got the call on our interference down there in the end zone. Touchdown didn't count. So I think our own mistakes are the thing that would stand out. And that's how you do that is each individual sits down and takes his area of responsibility and he tries to get better. And by the way, that is what happens. You have attrition from injury in the NFL because of the because of just the nature of the game. But you also have improved players that are available. You have improved play. You have improved tackling. You have improved blocking. You read the other day where Zeke said if I'd made a different cut there. I could have broken that one for a bigger gain. That's the kind of thing that you can dwell on and think about and improve on.
So Sean Sharif was asking us about this. He wanted us to ask you, and I think it's a good question. You know, I would assume in terms of you going in and saying, hey, this team needs a talk with me. This team needs a come to Jerry meeting. Are you at that point now, or could you see this kind of getting to that point anytime soon?
Let's don't assume that, and you started your question off. Let's assume that your assumption is not correct, and it isn't. I don't have the ultimate is to come to my office. I don't have that policy, and I continually work with everybody that's involved here to see if there are areas that we can do better on. We did that last year. We did it after we lost to Washington. We got better, sat there before I left town, and made the trade on Cooper. We made changes in the coaching staff. Now, what I am for is moving within the bounds of what's in the reasonable. I am for continually look for ways that you can change and improve, whether it be personnel or whether it be what we're doing with the personnel. And yes, I spend a lot of time there.
I would imagine so. Talking to Jerry Jones here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Are you, I don't know if the word satisfied, are you pleased with the direction of the offense? I mean, obviously it was crazy dynamic the first three weeks and then has come back a little bit. Are you encouraged by the direction the offense is going?
Yeah, I really like the way we did. I'm going to be frank with you. I like the way we were going the first three games in general. We had some slow starts a couple of times in three games. But in general, I like the way we were going the first three. And I'd like to see us improve on our starts in the last three. So I'm sure everybody's rolling their eyes and saying, well, duh. We all do. But we've got to improve. We're going to be playing better teams. The teams that weren't good in the start of the year have a good chance to be much better by the time we get to them at the end of our schedule. You've got to assume that. And every game is going to be a small Super Bowl for us.
So, Jerry, I'm going to ask you a tough question here. I know you like fastballs. It's not a problem for you. I once asked Jay Ratliff this same question, and I think I may have almost died. So it's a dangerous question. But in all seriousness, with regard to these last 3 weeks, I'm just curious. We had such high expectations for this team, and many still do. And, you know, this has been a bad stretch for this club. So, in your opinion, and during this three-game stretch, is this team overhyped? Did we maybe think there was more talent than there is? Or is this team not meeting expectation because of scheme or prep or those types of things?
I think we have in place a team capable of competing in the playoffs, and I think we have a team that's capable of going far in the playoffs if we get in the playoffs. It's capable of that. Well, along the way, we're going to have to make adjustments. Along the way, we're going to have to take a step back. That's what's happened to us the last 3 weeks. I like, again, the fact that we won our first three because it allowed us to lose our last three and still be 3-3. I told you I was going to be trite. If we had lost those first three plus the last three, we'd be, you know, where? Now, that's a ridiculous statement if, in fact, you don't realize that every time you win one, you gain on it, and then you stand place or lose, step back when you lose. I look at the big picture. I look at the long-term picture. We don't quit trying to get these games under our belt. We never know what the record might be that gets you in the playoffs. So every series, every quarter, is a big deal.
Talking to Jerry Jones here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. The injury to Tyrone Crawford was not good. This interior part of the defensive line is, I think, probably struggle. I think that's a fair assessment. Maybe you feel differently. What kind of things can happen to improve on the interior of this defense, especially with a really good player like Crawford going down? Are you guys going to look outside the organization?
That was a loss. That was a loss, a setback, but the place that we were the longest in with our position, as far as numbers, was the defensive line. And we're getting Woods back. Should have players that get better in there. You can have veteran players that get better. And I think the opposition has a lot to do with that. Their schemes, all of those things we're putting in our computer. We will make the adjustments. I've got a lot of confidence in our front, and I've got a lot of confidence in the front with the people that are coaching them. So I think that front can be a strength of the team. I'm talking about the down lineman as well as the linebacker.
So, Jerry, from a team-building standpoint, we always talk about this. Is it about sustainability, keeping that winning window open for as long as you possibly can? Or is it about knowing, okay, we are in that window, let's go for it, let's trade future assets to go for it right now to get something that can help us right now? And is your philosophy in terms of team-building and where you guys are as a team that maybe you're one player away right now, that if somebody was out there, you'd go ahead and trade future assets? Or is it about the long path being good for a long time and holding on to those picks?
Yeah, that is the issue relative to The good thing about the NFL, the fact that our teams are, frankly, as even as they are, that's hard to determine. In the past, I have visited with Ozzie Newsome of the Baltimore Ravens, and when they won their Super Bowl, they really didn't think they were in a team-building mood. As a matter of fact, they thought they were looking uphill. And then things really fell right for them. They played better at the end. They got in the tournament. They won the tournament and won the Super Bowl with a team that at this juncture had a lot of things to wonder about. That does happen. I see it happen. And so I don't think you ever write yourself off. That's my answer, because if you don't write yourself off, then you need to be, every decision you make needs to be for getting better. If, in fact, you give up a lot, just like we did last year for Amari Cooper, that really should stand on its own. Certainly, you've got the overhanging where you are as an overall talent that's going to be there playing with Amari Cooper, but you got to ask yourself the main question: is Amari Cooper worth two first-round draft picks? That's how we made that trade, and that's why we made it. He was worth two first-round draft picks.
Talking to Jerry Jones here on the Ben and Skin Show. A lot of people text this in. You can text in 877-881-1053. It's been discussed on the station. Do you believe that the offensive approach has been way different the last 3 weeks versus the first 3 weeks going into the game?
No, I think that when I look at our installations in the spring, then I saw it carried to training camp. I saw what we wanted and wanted to direct our attention to. I think that we've certainly not deviated from the flexibility that we wanted to build into this team back as far back as the spring. Flexibility, the ability to have more options with our offense, do more things, change up some areas relative to how we might block, or at least have the option to change it up during the game or game to game. We've got more flexibility than we had this time last year. The fact that we may not look the same from week to week is just using that flexibility. Now, that may not work for that game. You may have should have stayed with what you did maybe the first ball game, but flexibility is there for us. It is a broader. We have more options. We have a bigger portfolio to run with our offense than we've had in the past. I'm seeing that portfolio used in the first six games.
So, Jerry, seeing a quarterback go down last night with a pretty serious injury on a quarterback sneak on a play, you don't really see quarterbacks hurt them get hurt that badly on quarterback sneaks very often. And you having a quarterback who doesn't yet have his long-term deal done, does that, in your opinion, kind of give them some sort of an incentive to say, hey, man, we need to get this deal done, because every play out there, you're one play away from a serious injury?
Well, I think that's a given, that in this day and time, significant contracts, as Dak has implied himself, generational contracts, to not have it signed and sealed has more ambiguity for what's going to happen in the future relative to the money than one that is signed. That's not just as a player. We might not, and none of us know what tomorrow brings. Having said that, you started off with the quarterback sneak. I'm a big advocate of quarterback sneak. I don't like taking the ball back 2.5 yards to hand it and then go try to get 6 inches or a foot or a half a yard. I like the starting closer to it, so I like a quarterback sneak. To some degree, it's a higher percentage of scoring with a quarterback sneak. Why doesn't everybody run it? You saw it last night. It's a pretty sensitive place to have all that pile and all those people landing on it.
No question. And then, Mr. Jones, to end on a high note here, here we are with this time of year. The temperature starts dropping a little bit. You can hear high school bands practicing early, early in the morning. And you got high school football, college football, the NFL. It is fully cranked up and going. Is this your favorite part of the year? Why or why not?
Well, the fall has always been a second to me when I was early, because I love no school and summer vacations. As a matter of fact, I live for them, and a lot of my friends did too. But as far as the fall is concerned, and the culmination of our game, football. Now, I know the playoffs and World Series are about to start, but here it is, October. But November, December, that's the apex of football, whether it be high school, college, or pro. And that's why I've always loved our game, not only from the standpoint of the feel-good, but also from the standpoint of that's where the most people want to watch, what people want to watch this time of year. It's called the fourth quarter. And the fourth quarter is when you want most of the eyeballs glued to that TV set, those decision makers, because it's Thanksgiving, Christmas, it's that period of time. So our game is right where it should be there. And so I love it from that standpoint as well. So I do like to see fall come.
Hey, Jerry, thanks for your willingness to dance with us on all this stuff. We appreciate it. Go get you a W Sunday night. We'll talk to you next week.
Well, I didn't know you had a back door on this phone. What am I to do when you load it up for me?
Hit that escape hatch, baby. Now, y'all go get a win. Right. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
There he goes, Jerry Jones. Really good stuff from him. Ben and Skid Show, 105.3 The Fan.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.